The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And I'm joined now by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee. Minister, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Claire. Hi.
So there's news today for people who want to leave the Gulf region. Will you just bring us up to date on what's happening?
You will look, you'll appreciate things are moving fast, so it's good to have an opportunity just to say where we're at now. The focus has been on a number of things. Firstly, how can we make sure that, particularly in the UAE and the airports in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, that where flights are operating, that we get as many Irish people on those flights, and where possible, that we have flights going directly to Dublin. Now, in the last few days, there have been a limited number of flights that are taking off. And again, you can imagine they're going to every part of the world because we're not the only people trying to get our citizens out. We have, over the past few days, had a number of people who have been able to get to London or to Berlin or to other parts of Europe. But we now have confirmation, having been engaging with the airlines, that there will be a direct flight to Dublin today. And that flight will have up to, if not a little bit more than 400 people on it. So that's obviously a really positive development. And we are, and I am, pushing for more direct flights to Dublin. And hopefully, if it continues as is, so the airspace continues to allow these flights to get out, we would hope that more people would be able to get on those flights and that we'll have more direct flights to Dublin. The focus and the priority for the airlines has been their customers and those who are stuck in transit or who were on holidays and due to leave. Uh-huh. And that has been the priority, and that's how they have operated here. So it hasn't been the case that as a government we've been able to say to them, look, we have a list of people, we want you to put these on the flight. They have been operating on the basis of, these are our customers, these are the lists that we have, these are the people that we want to try and get home because they're in transit, because they don't have proper accommodation, they're not resident here, and because obviously they're on their holidays and they want to get out. Secondly, then, last night or yesterday afternoon, we signed a contract that will allow us to procure our own flight directly. We've been working on that for a number of days. And again, you'll appreciate every other country is trying to do the same. So we've actually made very positive progress in being able to sign that contract. And that will mean at least 280 people. So at least, we'd be hoping it would be higher, we'll be able to get a flight directly procured by us later on in the week. And those calls to those people have been made this morning.
And where
as well.
Where will that leave from? Is that from Oman?
That will leave from Oman. And the reason it's Oman, because again, I appreciate the vast majority of our population trying to get out are in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. There are no flights that are, there's no other country, including ourselves, have been able to actually procure flights getting out or charter flights getting out of those airports. Oman is the only airport near to and accessible that we've been able to get a charter flight mm-hmm. from. So we would be busing people to Oman, and give or take, and there's different reports as to how long it's taking, depending on delays at the border, between 6 and 8 hours. So I really do appreciate that that is a long journey for people, but that is the only other airport that we have access to. We're not alone. It's the same for everybody in the same scenario.
Yeah, and that's what the British government is doing as well. I see Sky saying that they're using chartered flights from Oman. But are you satisfied that the airspace is safe now for these flights to leave the Gulf and travel to Ireland? That judgment clearly has been made in the instance of the Emirates flight.
So we are doing this all based on the advice that we are getting from our colleagues on the ground. So from the weekend, I've been speaking to my foreign colleague in the UAE, I've been speaking to other ministers in the region, and we are basing everything that we do, and our embassies on the ground are basing everything that we do on advice that has been provided. And of course, the airlines themselves as well. I mean, they are, of course, keeping in regular contact to make sure that it is safe to carry out these flights. And if they can increase the number of flights that they're getting out, that's what they're trying to prioritise. Appreciate all of this is happening at a time when there are rockets that are still being fired across the UAE. This is not something that they had expected to happen. So everybody is responding to and trying to deal with what is an evolving situation. Yeah. But we are, of course, guided at every step of the way by the advice that's been provided
and
to
Minister,
us on
just,
the ground.
Just on that, I mean, we know the rockets are being fired. The missiles are being intercepted as we speak over those Gulf states that you mentioned. And yet there's been a lot of messaging coming out of Dubai and Abu Dhabi in particular that everything is safe there. Does the Irish government agree with that message? Do you believe it is unsafe in those Gulf states?
So I think it's very clear that it's an evolving situation. And certainly I've been speaking to people, I think we all, whether it's family members or friends, people who are living there or on holidays, are speaking to people who say, look, We feel safe. There's obviously a lot of counter technology that's combating the drones or the missiles that are being fired. At the same time, what we're trying to respond to is the need of those who want to get home. I mean, there's people who are coming home from Australia. There's people who are in transit who are quite literally stuck in a country that they had no intention of being in. And so the priority is to try and make sure that the people who want to get home, that they can come home. So every day, the number of people registering is going up. So yesterday, I was in the crisis centre that we set up, and I set up on Saturday morning, and the figure was over 24,000 people who had registered at that stage.
Yeah.
Not all of those people are looking to get home. It's just to stress that.
And you're not advising them to get home. That's not the government's position.
We're not advising. What we're advising is, if you are there, unless you have a flight that is confirmed, unless you have a way home through either the three airlines that are flying out of Dubai or Abu Dhabi, or if you then have contact from the embassy to say you will be on the flight that's happening later on in the week, to stay where you are and to stay in shelter. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of people are happy to do so. And obviously a huge portion of that 20 plus thousand people, they're residents, they're there, they're living there, and they're very happy to stay there. But I do appreciate there are people who simply want to come home, because this is a very uncertain environment to be in. It's very frightening for people. I mean, particularly, you know, we've heard different stories, people who are there, they want to get home to their children. They have small children there with them. There are people with health conditions and reasons that they have to get home. So I don't want to panic anybody. That's not our intention here. What I want to make sure is that every avenue possible is explored and acted on to make sure that the people who want to get home, that they can get home. And of course, if situations change or evolve, if safety requirements change or evolve, that's what we're communicating and that's what we're engaging with people on. But again, appreciate for people at home, this is really distressing when they're trying to get their family members home. And for people who are out there, it's equally as frustrating. But you have to remember, there are hundreds of thousands of people at the same time trying to contact airlines, trying to find out what's happening. And that in itself can just cause frustration. But I would ask people to keep in touch with us, to keep in line with the social media platforms. That's where everything has been updated. And certainly the airlines are reaching out to people themselves where flights become available.
On the wider issue, we were talking to Barry Andrews on the programme, the Fianna Fáil MEP, and he expressed disappointment in the EU response to this action taken by America and Israel. And I suppose Ireland is in a unique position where the Taoiseach, we expect, will be meeting Donald Trump in the White House in or around St. Patrick's Day in just a few days' time. What do you think our position should be at that meeting?
Well, can I just say, in terms of the EU position, I joined colleagues on Sunday for a foreign affairs councillor for a meeting. And the very clear position was that we as an EU needed to be clear that this needs to de-escalate, and that everything we can and should do would be with that focus and that objective. And I'm meeting with colleagues again tomorrow. And I know that EU leaders have been discussing this as well. So our priority, and mine as minister and our government overall, is to do everything that we can to de-escalate it. And that is exactly, if we are still, and really we hope we're not in this situation still when the Taoiseach visits the White House, if we are still in a situation where this conflict is ongoing, that message, of course, will be the one that the Taoiseach relays. We have to get people back around the table. There were talks happening before this changed and before this escalation on Saturday. And I believe that progress was being made. So I think that we can get to a point where people get back around the table to try and make
that progress.
But back
around the table is soft when you have the American president who has completely disregarded international law in taking this action. You know, and as has been said, it's us who take the impact of this. Look at what you're having to do for our citizens who want to get back. Look at what people are paying for their energy now as a result of this, and the knock-on effects that are likely to come down the tracks.
Well, look, back around the table might sound soft, but that is the only option here. I mean, this is the only way that this is resolved and that people find a way forward, because anything other than that just creates further instability. So when I say back around the table, it's getting the main players, it's getting the US, it's getting Iran, it's getting so many in the region who have been instrumental in stabilizing the region. You know, I spoke to my colleague in Egypt this morning. They have worked for years to try and get to a point where there is stability in the region, and that has only been through peaceful means. So that will always be our priority and our objective, to get people back around the table. And my concern, and I think that of many now, is that if this continues in the way that it has, is that more players will come into the field, that more players will try and respond, more countries, or whether it's the Houthis, where we haven't seen any movement at the moment in Syria, but that in itself is a very fragile situation as well. So we need to use every channel that we can to try and de-escalate this, to pull it back. I mean, we are one of many countries trying to do that, but I think we have to be strong in using our voice. I will always advocate for a UN mandate, a UN mission. That clearly hasn't been the case here. It's not the route that should be taken, but this is, you know, something that we will call out and continue to call out. But that doesn't change the fact that people need to get back around the table and need to negotiate and need to try and find a peaceful way forward.
Minister, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you for joining us. That's Minister Helen McEntee.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.